Good morning.
Good morning, Father.
Christ is our midst.
Yes.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This morning I want to begin with two questions for us to ponder. On any given Sunday, who is the most important person here in church? And the second question is, what is the most significant ministry in the church? I'm going to try to begin to answer these questions with a story told, an event told in Genesis 18. It's the story of Abraham and Sarah encountering three men in the desert. It's the heat of the day, and Abraham is sitting at the door of his tent, and his wife Sarah is inside. In the distance, he sees three men coming towards him, and he runs out to greet them. And he says to him when he greets them, "My Lord, if I have found favor in your sight, do not pass by your servant. Let a little water be brought, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under a tree, while I fetch a morsel of bread, that you may refresh yourselves. And after that, you may pass on, since you have come to your servant." And then Abraham and Sarah offer hospitality to these strangers. Sarah bakes some bread. Abraham slaughters a calf and has it prepared by one of his servants. Then Abraham sets a table underneath a tree and serves these visitors. He feeds them cheese, milk, bread, and a slain calf. And later, we learn that these three men are angels. And later, the tradition very clearly from the scriptures, they're identified as God, the Holy Trinity. In the center of the church is this beautiful icon, hand-painted in Greece. I think it's egg tempura. And in the very top of it says, "The Hospitality of Abraham." And this icon hangs in my home. And also we have this same icon in the back of the church, with Abraham and Sarah depicted inside the icon. The reason why it hangs in my home in that place is because it's a small T tradition. I mean, I wish when I walked in, we don't have a door. When we walk in our immediately into our home, we don't have a little entry vestibule where, you know, you could see immediately. But the small T tradition is that you put this icon of hospitality, House of Abraham, in the entry of your door, A, for when a Christian comes in, they can venerate the icon of God in your home, but also to remind us to be hospitable, both to everyone, that we're gathered together Eucharistically, and you come and you become a visitor at one's home. So, in fact, in Greek, this word, the icon is called philonexia to Avriam, which means hospitality of Abraham, but the Greek word philoxenia is the word love of stranger. Love, philos, xenos, xenos, I'm not Greek, my dear brother, correct me. But it's the English word for hospitality, and hospitality is love of stranger. So returning to the first question today that I asked, who is the most important visitor here on Sunday morning? It's the stranger. It's the visitor. It's the new person who came here today. It's the first-time guest. The most important person here on any given Sunday morning is the first-time guest who comes here to encounter God, to know God, to experience the love of Christ, to experience the love of God. And they experience the love of God through the liturgy and through each and every one of us. Think about that. And the second question I asked, what is the most significant ministry in the church? It is the one that imitates Abraham and Sarah's hospitality. It's the one that makes the visitor, the first-time guest, feel at home. It is the ministry of philoxenia, ministry of hospitality. We always have to remember, and this is so important. I remember, you know, as a new priest planting a church, and when I was a missionary, how do you get people to come to church? Blah, 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 blah. And there's all these creative books out there and all these kind of stuff, and yeah, I read some of them. But one thing that stopped all that in my life, John 6:44, it says very clearly, God the Father draws the people to church. God the Father draws the people, Jesus says. It's the Father who draws them to him. So when everyone arrives here for the first time, they're drawn here by God the Father, by the power and the grace of the Holy Spirit. And they are Christ's guests. They are Christ's guests in Christ's, his Father's house, our Father's house. And our common vocation together is for us to host God's guests, the Father's guests. When anyone's coming here, they're coming here to meet Christ. They're coming here to know God. And as I mentioned before, through the liturgy and through us. Now, when any of us has a guest at home, we practice hospitality. First, we prepare our homes. A nice tablecloth is put on a table. Good dishes are put out. Silverware comes. A nice meal is prepared. The doorbell rings. We come to their door. We greet them warmly. We try to do everything again. We make them feel comfortable. We express our appreciation when we offer them a quick little bite to eat, maybe appetizers, maybe something, a little something to drink, right? But hospitality just doesn't enter when end when they walk into the door. It continues through the evening. And here, hospitality continues throughout the whole service, and then after the service. Our Lord practiced hospitality. And let's look how he practiced it. You know, of course, he fed the 5,000 and 4,000 in the desert. But think about the Last Supper. Last Supper is the quintessential, you know, it's the beginning of the Eucharist, right? It's the first Eucharistic service. And at the Last Supper, what does our Lord do? He takes, everyone sits down at a table, and he takes, he puts a cloth around his waist, got a basin, and he goes on his hands and knees and washes all 12 disciples' feet. He serves his guests. Even more so, he serves the one who's going to, knowing that he's going to rat him out, whatever the word would be, betray him, right? He washes his feet. And in a different context, Jesus says this, but this is exactly what he says. This is the exact thing what he said. The Son of Man did not come to serve, come to be served, but to serve. Christ came to serve. God is love, and love serves. It's just so simple. God, who is love, came not to be served, but to serve us. Serving is at the core of loving others. When someone comes to our home, we express our love, our appreciation, our agape love for others when we serve them. Mother Teresa says this. She's one of my favorites. If we pray, we believe. If we believe, we will love. And if we love, we will serve. It's a beautiful chain. If we pray, we believe in God. If we believe in God, we will love because we grow in Christ and God is love. And because God is love and love serves, we're going to want to serve other people. It should be a natural part of our spiritual DNA. It's a beautiful chain. Think about this. Pray, believe, love, serve. And this is what Ministry Church is all about. For everyone. If we love, we serve. And I will add here, serving is the litmus test of our faith. Serving others demonstrates our love for God. How do we serve? We serve by intentional hospitality, expressing God's love to others. And serve, God, and again, the word philodexia, hospitality. It's twofold. Abraham sees three people in the distance. He runs out and he greets them warmly. And then, when the people arrive at his home, he and Sarah serve them. Their feet are washed and they're served a nice meal. Likewise, in a church, hospitality is twofold. This we would say greeting and feeding. Greeters ministry and coffee hour. Two important things in the life of our parish that make our parish healthy is these two ministries. For greeters, for those who are newer in our community, or just as a reminder, because I haven't talked about this for a few years, we have parking lot greeters. Say hello and help people. This is such an important ministry. helping moms with their babies and everything else. You know, sometimes moms come here without their spouse. Their spouse is at work, or maybe their spouse is a deacon. And he's here running. And mama comes later. Somebody needs help in a parking lot, right? And she's a very strong woman. But I'm just saying, it's so nice to come out and help people, right? This is something that is so great for our young people to do, to run out in the parking lot and just help greet people. A couple of people every Sunday just be there and say, welcome, it's a joy to have you. I remember a friend of mine visited here at St. Justin's a few years ago, and he came in with his wife. He said, Father Ted, your church is so awesome. I walked out of my car and people were greeting me in the parking lot. And I came to the door to hand me his bulletin, and somebody else told me to show me a place. He said, it was so warm, so I'm gonna go home and tell my priest. He says he felt very, received, very loved. It started, you know, first impressions. Wow. Because we're hosting on behalf of Christ. The second part of hospitality is coffee hour. This is the most important ministry in the church. I cannot overstate it. In seminary, Professor Meyerendorf said, this meal is the continuation of the liturgy. One Sunday when we just had a special meal, it was a feast day. It was, in fact, the Sunday of the Last Supper. Holy Thursday, the Last Supper. And he pointed out to us, it's totally Eucharistic. We sup here, and then we go, and then we continue the liturgy, sharing the agape meal with each other. Christ hosts the meal here, and we host the rest of the meal in there. Think about that. Christ shared the gospel always over food. We share the gospel over food. St. Bridget of Ireland, she lived late 400s, early 500s, and she's a saint in part because of her hospitality. Back in her day, there were no Holiday Inns, no hotels. Travelers often, when you traveled, you know, found a place to stay, but often monasteries were the place people went to stay. And St. Bridget was an abbess of this one monastery, which was like at a big crossroads in Ireland. And when you got there, you left with a full belly, a good night's sleep, and a dose of the good news. So think about that over many decades of her church doing that. People go home and say, yeah, these people are awesome. They fed me. They loved me. And here, let me tell you about their Jesus. And then when a priest comes, or a missionary or evangelist of some sort comes sharing the gospel, oh yeah, we heard about that. Our friends told us about that. And the gospel spread, and Ireland became Christian. The hospitality is where it's all at. So, brothers and sisters, who's the most important person in church on Sunday? It's our first-time guests. What's the most important ministry in the church? Hospitality. Coffee hour and greeters. Whose work is it? All of us. And so over the past year, we've had many new people at St. Justin's. And so if you're a new member, or a super new member, or a recent member, I'm glad you're here and I'm not speaking to you now. For everyone else in the fellowship hall today, there are two signups. If you're not doing coffee hour, this is your invitation from me to please sign up. Take up the ministry, this holy ministry of hospitality. I emphasize coffee hour because sometimes it's difficult to get hosts, because we all get in our things and we forget about the big picture. I'll tell you, I know Miss Joanne, she was at my wedding. So at least 15 years. And Miss Joanne does a great job of balancing and spreading out the work of coffee hour. And we're grateful for her. Many hands make for light work. I ask all living, breathing adults to participate. If you're not living or breathing, we'll do a funeral. And it's only, if everyone participates, it's only a few times a year. This is such an important ministry. And Joanne, as I say to you always, thank you and God bless you. And then greeters. We have some greeters, but we always need more to share a load, especially in our parking lot. Please sign up there. So there are two sign-ups to come to fellowship hall there. And that's it. And then finally, and this is my last thought. Last weekend, I had the joy of serving in another church. Wonderful priest, wonderful community. But one of our parishioners, who's a friend, said, They have a 3-minute rule in their church. I said, what's the 3-minute rule? That when they leave for coffee hour, for 3 minutes, 180 seconds per Sunday, everyone who is a member of the community practices hospitality by going over and saying hello to somebody they don't know. If it's a new person or somebody they just don't really know in a community, because that's the way it makes for a healthy church. That's why we have name tags on us today. And by the way, I planned on name tags ugly like 3 weeks ago, put it in my calendar. Machka Lee and I were talking about it, says, yeah, we're overdue. I put it there. And then the sermon just happened to be this way because today's gospel was Lazarus and the rich man. And the rich man didn't offer any hospitality, and one thing led to another, led to another, led to another. Okay? So these name tags are on us to help us say hello to other people and to remind us and to do that. So today, if there's somebody you don't know, hello, how are you? Okay? It's a really good thing to do. And I try really hard to meet and greet everyone. I really do. Sometimes I fail, and people leave before I'm able to. But it's really good so that we say hello. So I'll close with Mother Teresa again. If we pray, we will believe. If we believe, we will love. If we love, we will serve others. To Christ be glory, honor, and worship. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.